His spirit blink is on, like a fart in a phone box. Because although he's left the stage, his songs are still here, and we're going to give you up now. Now, by the way, we're Fairhawk Mansion, by the way. By the way, I'll say by the way again.
Thank you.
I just feel lucky to be alive because I was up with Steve Tilston singing till 6 o'clock. Seems like a lifetime ago. But, as this next song we did last night, apparently. You know, like you look at the list and you go, I don't remember that. It's like Monday morning in the office, you know. Do any of you know about that? This is a song, it's called The Dewa Dew, and it's a real toe tapper if you've got no sense of rhythm. Because it's in a
four-year-old song called Douglas Marlowe.
Yeah. And I never said that, Simon. Especially with a dodgy dick. Simon says, please, he's not playing with the shadows tonight. So this next song, it's apart from this really strange time signature, which I know nothing about, it's got this really high harmony, and every day we have to draw straws to see who gets to sing it. And, it's a nice Chris Leslie lost. So he's got his trousers done up as tight as he can.
This is the 11th consecutive night I've lost.
Peggy and I will be lugging long straws.
It is a lug of the straws, Chris. Nothing to do with having hair or anything. I'm really upset with then Steve was singing that song about the old chap, and he's got a full head of hair and he's 92. I'm not listening to this song, nothing.
All I need to do with this is waste size.
Anyway, we digress because we're trying to put off doing this next year, which we possibly can. It's called A Jew A Jew, and here it is, and good luck, Chris.
It's called Port Merryman. It's one of the first tunes that I ever wrote for Fairport. It wasn't the first tune I ever done. The very first tune I wrote for Fairport was back in 1979. It was a tune called Almost Four, and it wasn't written for Fairport to play because it wasn't in the band then. It was written as a dedication to them, because August 4, the title referred to that sad day, August 4, 1979, with a lump in the eye and a tear in the throat. I was in a filming property along with a bunch of other people, witnessing the last ever final farewell performance. I thought I'd never hear Walker well again. Proved not to be exactly the case. That tune was for the Rose. Recorded a year later in 1980. I was in a band with a wonderful jazz guitarist, Johnny Fritch. We made an album called Second Vision. And we recorded on there. John played with me in the soft machine, and it was also Stephen Rapelli's guitarist for me. Great guitarist. And why am I telling you this? Because this album hasn't been available for years, and it's available again now. We've got it for sale tonight. Anyway, here's the tune. It isn't on the album that I just played. I think if you like this, you like that, you know, because it does have many of the same notes. Thank you. my back and never miss this night before.
Somehow it's a witchy, she doesn't seem to know. Found in the section, 44 months from home. Dangerous.
And the next song we're going to do is written by young Chris Leslie, and it's a song from our most recent CD. It's a CD which we hope you all have. If you haven't got it, would you please buy it, because I've got a garage full of them. And it will soon be Christmas.
And his car's getting wet.
Yes. It's a very nice song, this. It's called Close to You, and it was written by Chris Leslie. And but it's my mate's birthday tonight, so do you mind if I dedicate this to Andy? Because it's Andy Leonard's 50th birthday.
He's my mate too.
Yeah, he's our mate. He's our mate, and he's here tonight. It's his 50th birthday. But I don't want you to get the wrong impression, because we're dedicating this touching little love song. You know, because he's an ex-policeman, and they don't do things like that in the force, do they? But happy birthday.
It's called the service now. It's not the police force, it's the police service.
Well, it shows how long it's been since I had any dealings with the police service. So.
Thought implies a kind of underlying violence. You know, so I find attractive myself.
Should we sing happy birthday for Abby? We should.
Only if we can combine it with the birthday wish for Kirsty, who's 21, tomorrow. So it's for Kirsty and Andy. And I'm sure there are lots of other people who've got birthdays right about now, because let's face it, you only need 30 people in a room to guarantee that two of them are sharing a birthday. Strange but true. Statistically proven. You try.
But when we get to the bit with the names, who do we say first, Kirsty or Andy?
Well, I'll take you choose.
We'll do it alphabetically.
Happy birthday to you.
Take two. Chris was working on a degree in animal husbandry. Somebody called him out. But no, the wooden wire, it's nothing to do with sheep fencing or anything like that. It's those kind of wooden, those kind of wires. Yes, it's about the lure, that dreadful snare that can catch young people unawares. They fall into an idea that it might be one day glamorous, exciting, stimulating and rewarding to be on stage playing a musical instrument. Let me tell you, this is not the case. But the snare still is there. I mean, I used to pass a shop on my way to my primary school, which had a guitar in it. I really wanted to possess this guitar. That's why I'm here today, I suppose. And you're out there and I'm here. But, you know, it could have been so much worse, I suppose, originally. It could have been an undertaker's. Less than you got a job for life. Yeah, I've got to go now because I'm afraid the clock has beaten us. Wooden the wire, I think it was.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Three tunes. They're all very digitally demanding. You know, they really do. As digits, as in these digits, not computer digits. The first one is a wonderful rendition by Simon of a tune called The Merry Sherwood Rangers. What a lot they were. And the second and third tune is a mandolin fest. It's there's only one thing worse than trying to keep one mandolin tune than keeping two mandolins in tune. Eight strings, a lot to go wrong. But this
I found out a way of getting two mandolinists to be in tune with each other.
What's that?
You have to shoot one of them.
That's Simon Nicol, your candidate for the World Peace and the UN Society. yes, so these two tunes were written and arranged by Dave Pegg and called The Swirling Pit. So.
Why did I do it? Why?
So here we go. Shield Rangers and The Swirling Pit.
Thank you.
I've always had a soft spot for Sandy Armin, though, and it's given me a lifelong love of the tambourine. So I get to play a tambourine, which would be kind of like your comrade. I get to play a tambourine on the spectrum, I'm always great. I use some of the old songs, I think. Jesus wants me for a hillman.
Going back to my roots. That's just for the old people in. Thank you, Simon.
And this is the Hertfordshire Lass, sung by the Oxfordshire Lad. Taken away by Mr. Gerald Conway. Yes.
Away from me, and away from the gas and the weather. I'll see my lass, who lives in Hexenshire, the rocks that save the sun, and over the mass and night. I'll see my lass, who lives in Hexenshire, and the car loves her well. Her mother loves her fever. I would like to follow, but I never get rid of the rocks that save the sun, and over the mass and the night. I'll see my lass, who lives in Hexenshire, if only I could be lying there beside her.
But Jerry's honoured us by coming all the way from the back of the stage to the front of the stage now, and I'd like to introduce him to you, with all the presents behind me. Jerry Conway.
Sort of reaction to this boy. Anyway, I'd like to draw your attention to the programme this evening, which I've been reading. I find it a riveting read. Just can't put it down. So. Sorry. So it's full of all kinds of good things, good for us, good for you, I hope. There's a nice ad in the back for Martin Carthy's 60th birthday celebrations, which happened at the Apollo Oxford on May 20th. His adverts. Adverts. Well, this is good. Toyota Premier for sale.
Yeah, but why not?
Is that you? That you're selling it? Oh, are you? That's the band bus. All right, but if anyone passes himself behind the program, it's a fantastic vehicle, isn't it? other great things, we did an in-depth interview via the internet. People sort of emailing us questions and us giving candid answers to sometimes difficult questions. One dear soul sent us a message. He said, what kind of music would you like at your own funerals? Was this a death threat? Well, I know what I put. I just said after a lifetime of playing drums, a bit of peace and quiet would be nice. Okay, enough. And what a bargain. At a price not much more than a cup of tea in Tokyo. So, the next song is a beautiful tune, great words. I think it's particularly poignant with the news that falls through the media concerning man's inhumanity to man. And so I'll hand you over now to Simon. He's going to give you the deserter. Thank you.
There we go.
I can't see how murder is
Don't despise the deserter.
Don't despise the deserter.
Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. Don't despise the deserter.
Don't despise the deserter.
Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war.
Yeah, well, that's true. But we miss him enormously, and
You'll all know this song, and this is why I'm begging for you to sing the chorus. Because I can sing all of it if you know it, really. We can't hear you. So
bear to see.
Your eyes always go first, you know.
Come.
It's written by Richard Thompson, who we all love enormously, despite his. Too much.
taking up my notes. Just shut your eyes. And I'd like to dedicate this to somebody we haven't yet met. I don't believe we met this person, but exactly 7 days ago, exactly 168 hours ago, this person got into the dressing room of the Montfort Hall in Leicester and relieved the band of some of its personal possessions, particularly Gerald's and my wallets. This fairly futile exercise resulted in being richer by possibly £17.50 and a Toys R Us loyalty card. So Peggy's just gone back to check the dressing room now. Sure, lightning can't strike twice, can it? Anyway, if you have been, thanks for listening. Here's Ralph's last week of ours as well. I think that. And this is for Zoe, actually, who worked for us, work experience a couple of years ago. There's always like this song.
Noticed a maid in the very next room, and I hoped she'd be my enemy. Imagine then by the ways when the farmer picked us both. Though I spoke not a word on the cards of the farm, my heart beat in my throat. It was dry, my master fair. I gave him full pleasure. Like corn in the field, my envy grew. For in his house was my treasure. What shirt can he wardrobe or dry hands from the fire? The heat from the sun made the corn grow strong. And with it, my desire. Till the moon rose over the field. the sound of the violin, and we heard it to the farm. You know my point. I'm just get out, do things, buy tickets. Keeps them moving on. But that's enough of the lecturing. We're Fed Prevention. We'll see you in August, I hope, at our festival in Property in North Oxfordshire. And failing that, we'll see you with soap breaks in the spring. Or not. Anyway, to take us up to the news, here's a song we've been doing for a few years. It's because we got saddled with this sort of monogrouping of folk rock band that it's incumbent upon us occasionally to perform songs of a traditional nature. Or perhaps songs with traditional content is a better way of describing them than of a nature. Because this story song is one of those urban myths. It could have happened to anybody at any point. I was debating the likelihood of a young man falling for and having an affair with his boss's wife, and that leading then to a certain degree of bloodshed and recrimination. Discussing this with Chris Pegg, Dave's wife, in the shower the other morning. And she said the whole thing was very far-fetched. The world in a nutshell, which is probably a bit anyway, if you have been, thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
We're going to do our little tribute to the past now. We're going to ask you to do this.
No, we're not. No.
Perhaps I should dip out of the limelight and direct the limelight to yourself, Mr. Baker. Please, those of you in the balcony, don your sunglasses now to avoid being dazzled. Here's Mr. Baker.
That was my line.
Tonight, Steve Filston's still around, and he was so good early, we thought we'd get him back so you could see him again, you know, before you all have to go home. So, will you please welcome back Steve Filston, please?
Tonight. Thank you. great show. Thank you very much.